Good morning, Bert. You okay?
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
No, it's an absolute pleasure. We're joined by Bert Monroe, head of business development in Hummingbird. You had a stonker of an RNS out yesterday, may I add?
Thank you very much. We were very pleased with it. Yeah.
I seen it. And I picked up your Twitter account. Your Twitter account was absolutely class. What you put out on your Twitter account. I've got to quote this because we picked up on it. Your Twitter account yesterday, you said US $67 million raised. Now let's get on that. Now let's get that gold mine built. Boom. That was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dan and I enjoyed writing that. It's been a lot of hard work to get this placement done. And you know, when you summit Everest, it's nice to get out a positive tweet anyway.
It was. It makes a change, actually, for investors to see something like that positive. It's a really good thing.
Well, thanks for that. I mean, social media, I think, you know, everyone's on it these days, and we've obviously engaged in it. And as a corporate on social media, you can be really bland, or you can occasionally just add a bit of character to it. And I think hopefully we got across a bit of character yesterday, and obviously looking forward to cracking on, as we say, and getting our mind built.
So the first question I would add, obviously this is a major fundraise for Hummingbird. Can you tell us any more about what this will fund?
Yeah, absolutely. It is obviously a major fundraise for us. It's a significant milestone for the company. This funding will move us into full-scale construction and on the path to production. The project CapEx is $80 million. This is obviously $67 million of it straight away. So there'll be a small amount of additional debt needed to fully finance the mine. But obviously with the level of leverage we need, it's obviously very, very small. So massively excited. It's great news for the company. It obviously enables us to move into the next stage and, you know, on the path to production, which is great.
It's been described as one of the world's highest return undeveloped gold projects. Can you talk us through the project's economies?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at today's gold price, give or take, you're getting a 60% IRR. You're getting an NPV of over $160 million. And the first full year free cash flows are in excess of $70 million. So the economics are fantastic. One of the reasons for those extremely good economics is two things, really. It's the grade of the project. You've got a gold reserve grade of in excess of 3 grams a ton. And when you're mining that in an open pit, it drives extremely high returns. So that's why we've got them.
What is the timescale to production? How much gold do you expect to produce, please?
Yeah, absolutely. The timescale is from completing this financing, which will obviously be in 2 weeks post the general meeting. It's a 16-month time frame to commissioning of the mine. So that's the time frame. And in terms of production, the first full year's production is due to be 132,000 ounces of gold. And then the average life of mine production over the 8-year life of mine is 107,000 ounces of gold. And just to put that in context, our all-in cost of production, so the total cost of producing an ounce of gold is sub $700. So you've got obviously well in excess of $500 an ounce margin today.
I've got to say that, obviously I read the RNS yesterday and I've seen it, and it was a stonker of an RNS. Do you think the markets are picking up on this?
I think they are, and I think they will slowly. I think one of the things that we've struggled with in the market is are we funded and how are we going to fund it? I think obviously now we've answered well a good 70% of that yesterday with that RNS. And I think slowly, look, over the coming weeks and months, we will be, you know, building up lots of positive news flow and releasing updates as we have them on progress, whether it's building out a stronger team to deliver it, whether it's, you know, moving forward with the detailed engineering, started construction and other updates as well. So I think, you know, there's lots of positive news to come. I think slowly, I hope we will be receiving a re-rating in the market as that news goes out. Within our existing mine plan, we've used an $1,100 gold price to create our mining pit. So we've assumed an $1,100 gold price, the conservative gold price, for which we've put our pits in place. That has driven us 770,000 ounces of recovered gold over the course of the mine life. We have got well in excess of 1 million ounces of gold for which we haven't yet put into a mine plan. So much of that ounce, many of those ounces are obviously going to be economic, and it just requires further work, whether that's additional technical studies, maybe some additional drilling to increase the categorization of the gold. And also ultimately, if we stay in a sustained period of a higher gold price, you know, one will be able to use a higher gold price than $1,100 for the pits around which you design your mine plan and your mine schedule. So obviously we firmly believe there's a huge amount of upside on top of the existing economics I went through earlier, that 60% IRR. Yeah. And we think the mine life will also extend a lot further as well, just with known resources, not just, oh, we've got a drill hole, it's 10 kilometers away. It's known resources which we're already in, which have already been discovered and signed off.
You seem to be in a really good position as a company, to be honest.
Yeah, I think we are.
You also own the large gold deposits in Liberia. Just for people who don't know Hummingbird, how big is it exactly? What stage is it at? And what are your plans for it?
Yeah, that's right. We've got the Digby Gold Project in Liberia. It's a massive project. It's 4.2 million ounces of gold. We delivered a scoping study on the project 2 years ago. It showed a 20-year mine life producing over 125,000 ounces a year with a 30% IRR at a $1,300 gold price. So it's a really good project. It's a very large, long mine life project. At the current time, we've also recently been awarded an MDA, which is a mineral development agreement, which is a 25-year agreement with the government, which obviously allows us to move it into production as well. So the current state, obviously, we are focused on Mali and on Yamsalila. The margins are a little bit higher in Mali, and the cost of getting it into production are a little bit lower, which are obviously the two key variables, or the two key differences, I should say, between the projects. So it's an exciting project. The IFC are currently funding a hydro feasibility study, potentially looking at the options for hydropower in and around our mine site, which would have the benefit of significantly reducing our operating costs there were it to go ahead, which is another positive step. So working away on the background in Liberia, a huge amount of upside, but I think sadly at the moment the market isn't really giving us any value for it. I think it's something that over the coming year or so, as we are able to update the market on progress and reposition it, I think hopefully we'll see a re-rating for that as well.
Can I ask just a couple of questions I've got off social media? Is that okay, Bert?
Yeah, no problem. Crack on.
I've got one question. Obviously, you don't know what these are. All-in low gold cost seems low for the sector.
Yeah, the all-in cost of production is $695 an ounce. Yeah, we believe it's in the lower quartile of producers. The reason for it is kind of what I said earlier. You've got the double benefit of high grade gold, and you've got sort of easy open pit mining operations. So the combination means you've got a low all in cost. So yeah, that's why.
Okay. The next one, earthworks have all been completed. How long for the next market update, please?
Yeah, we completed our earthworks last year, which is a good thing to have done. It was around $2 million worth of work, which is already done and in the bag, as it were. I think there's going to obviously be a number of updates, obviously not least, obviously, the results of the general meeting on the 20th of June. But as we said in the RNS, the next stage obviously is completing the detailed engineering work and then obviously moving into full-scale construction, obviously with that 60-month timeline to commissioning. And as Dan said in his quote as well, we will be making a number of key hires to the team to strengthen and augment the existing team to make sure we deliver on time and on budget.
That was the next question, actually. You just beat me to the punch there. You're not to know, are you? In the RNS, you said you're bringing on some new management. Can you tell me any more, or please expand on that comment from the RNS?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I can't say too much about it. Obviously, sort of confidential discussions ongoing. But all I would say is, obviously, it has been alongside this financing over the last number of weeks or so at the forefront of our mind, making sure we have the right team to build it. And obviously, there are a number of key hires to make to augment the existing team. So that's something we're working on. I think one of the benefits we are as as a company that's now being funded into production, you know, there aren't a huge number of mines being built at the moment. So you've got the pick of a really good quality, highly experienced people to choose from to come into those positions. So I guess watch this space. We'll update you when we can, hopefully in the not too distant future.
No, that's great. And just the last one, obviously back to the Carlsberg tweet yesterday. Do you have any news coming out on that front in the near future to follow up with that tweet?
Hopefully there'll be a few more tweets in the near future. We've got a few little things up our sleeve. We might have been working on a little video over the last little bit of time as well. So maybe we'll get a little bit more news as well on Twitter at some point.
Oh, great stuff. Well, we'll definitely follow that, that's for sure. Bert, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to LSE Share Talk today. Absolutely, yeah, great stuff.
Not at all. Well, thanks for taking the time to speak to me. It's been great to be on, and obviously look forward to coming back on in the coming months and years and updating on how we're progressing.
No, that'd be great. Like I said, we had Dan on last March, but it's been really nice talking to you today. And thanks very much for your time.
Not at all. Pleasure. Thanks for your time.